June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their first ever NBA championship. For the first time in the finals, they lead the Pacers 3-2, a resounding Game 5 home court win, 120-109, as the Thunder have two shots to get one win to hoist their first ever NBA title.
I'm having a hard time picking who I want to win the NBA finals based on the play-by-play I don't want to hear. The Indiana guy's half dead. And that, of course, is Matt Pinto.
And the Pacers win the NBA title.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday here on Sean and RJ. Alongside our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, we got Peyton running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. As it looked like Indiana was going to do it again, mount another comeback, scare Oklahoma City in the second half. But Jalen Williams said, absolutely not. It's a 3-2 Thunder lead.
There was a three ball that McConnell had after a steal that he clanged. And I was like, It was off a turnover.
Yep.
I was like, man.
Yep, that was it.
I was like, that was your chance. I was like, and they still had like 10 minutes to go in the game. And I was like, that felt like your chance. And it just didn't happen. But I mean, look, it was, you're not going to win when Halliburton is not doing anything, injury or not. You're just not going to win an NBA Finals game. And I was trying to figure out, like,
well, he can do the other things. Like, I'm already,
like, be a facilitator and stuff. Yeah.
Because him scoring is not going to be a consistent thing. Hasn't been a consistent thing, and they've still gotten two games.
No, it hasn't been. But, you know, I was trying to think, like, you know, it's not often that the superstar player isn't the leading scorer in your NBA Finals game. And that was the case. That just goes to show you how solid this Oklahoma City team is.
Well, and it also shows you, I'm not trying to do an ESPN first take thing here, Bobby. I was trying to think about Tyrese Halliburton, his game, the way I think about him. I feel a little bit bad for him in the sense that he's limited. And the local name that came to mind was Dak Prescott. Now, to me, Dak is better. I don't know if Dak is better at what he does than what Tyrese. Two very nice players. But Dak, a little bit limited in some areas. I think Halliburton is probably even more limited, definitely when it comes to being a scorer and making big-time plays, putting the ball in the basket. So when last night happens and he's shut out in the first half for the first time in his playoff career, yes, he's not playing well, and all this heat, Stephen A. Smith calling him out and superstar and overrated. I feel bad for him in a sense in that I don't think he's just playing bad. He doesn't have that in his bag. I told you after they pulled out a win a few games ago, it's still Oklahoma City because this is Tyrese jack it up and heave threes. That's what it was. And he hit them a couple of games ago. He did not hit them last night. I feel a little bit bad for him in that there's a limitation, right? There's all this expectation on Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, and $60 million. Well, you know he's not really a $60 million quarterback, so there's some limitations there. Still a very nice player. Tyrese Halliburton is a very nice player. He's not a superstar, and he's not someone who's just going to bounce back off a bad game and drop 28 or 30 points. He is limited.
You remember, I was talking about this with Hagee during one of the breaks recently.
So
did he guarantee something that you disagreed with?
No. See, look, he's finally learning. He learned during crosstalk yesterday. Like, if I just follow what Bobby picks, I will be right. And so that's what he did. Is that he reminds me, Halliburton reminds me of in 2014, whatever year it was, 2014, 2015, when Kawhi shut down LeBron for a large part of the series against Miami. He wins the MVP and it's like, whoa, who's this Kawhi guy? Like, he reminds me of where Kawhi was at right there, except there's no way to get to where Kawhi was.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody saw Kawhi and was like, man, can this guy take it to the next level? And then he did. Like, Halliburton feels like that player who's just never going to go to the next level. And it's not, or maybe even a little better than Kawhi was right then, because Kawhi was still kind of a limited player at that time. But it just, yeah, it feels like he's not got the ability to tap into anything else. He's good. He's a good player. He's a clutch player. He's really good in big moments. But Robert Horry was clutch too. I mean, like, you know, who was the human microwave? Used to come
Vinny
off the
Johnson.
Bench. Vinny Johnson for the Pistons. Like, there's certain things you can do that are clutch, but it's like you're limited on who you can be.
Right on the back over there.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We made a Detroit reference. Damn it. That's what that is. But this game last night, like that turn when Siakam hit that three and cut it to two. And I was like, all right, here it is. And then they, like, blocked two straight shots at the rim.
Because you said earlier to us, this game's going to get out of hand, beat down. And it did get up to 18.
Yeah, and so when he hits that three with 8 minutes left, and then they block back-to-back layups for Oklahoma City, and it's like, okay, scoop up the ball. They can't. They kick it out to Jalen Williams, and then Jalen Williams knocks down a three. Then they steal the ball, and they get a layup. And then it's like, man, you went from 2 to 7 like that. And you just feel like, okay, I felt like that's when Indiana was just like, we're tired. We're not going to be able to do this.
And Jalen Williams is the star. You know, for the past couple years, we've been saying, well, who's the number two? Well, he is the no doubt number two. And this is going to sound really stupid, and I don't follow the NBA as much as I used to when I was buying league pass and everything, but I still like it over baseball as my second favorite sport. This series is going to be an opportunity for me to learn more about Oklahoma City. And that sounds stupid because of their 68-win season, setting all the records, MVP. But I went down to Jalen Williams' rabbit hole. You're going to learn about their head coach, most importantly, how to pronounce his last name. You know, who are some of the role players that make them so absurdly deep? Because OKC is not a primetime tune-in unless you're just like, all right, them in Cleveland, let's watch them this year. They're leading both of the conferences in wins. But Jalen Williams, wow, the star of the night easily with 40.
Dude, he's fantastic. And like, he's a, I've seen him on podcasts. I mean, he's a good interview.
Yeah, I was trying to like figure out his style. I talked about his look the other day. Like, he's not looking like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, he'll have the hair like up sometimes, and it's just like it's a completely different look. But no, he's fantastic. But you know, the way both these teams were built, they weren't built off of like big time free agent signings necessarily. They weren't built off of the number one overall draft pick. I mean, you had a lot of guys this year outside of Chet. You have a lot of guys this series who are like, you know, 8 to 15 or beyond that in the draft.
Here's Jalen on the huge night.
It's something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2 and we still have to go earn another win. But it'll be cool to look back on later on, and hopefully somewhere down the line I'll have like a more fun answer for you.
And now I think I'm changing my mind for the fourth time in the series. I still had Oklahoma winning no matter what. I was wrong about how fast it would be. I think it is now over in six because I think that Tyrese Halliburton is now broken.
Literally injured.
No, I don't want to hear about the injury stuff. I'm like Kendrick Perkins at halftime. I watched him in the second half. They covered that like Michael's flu game. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Shams couldn't wait to just go.
Shams Charani reporting.
I'm reporting live from the locker room, guys. He is in deep pain.
Yeah. And then he comes out. I watched him run the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. Now, maybe it tightens up. Maybe they gave him something. But he was moving around totally fine. Injury was not a reason that Tyrese Halliburton went into a turtle shell offensively. He's terrified. He is scared. There's zero confidence in the jump shot or the three-point shot. Now, the greatest of the greats are usually scorers, to your point. And they always bounce back. Shaquille O'Neal, you can't have two bad games in a row. I know, I got to bounce back. And you know that a usual star score in that situation is coming back and dropping at least 25. Tyrese isn't that. I think the confidence has to be shattered, and I think it's done. But no, I didn't see any injury, especially coming out after halftime, that limited him whatsoever.
Yeah, it's clearly the calf. It's clearly the calf, a calf strain. Like that's what the ice pack was.
Yeah.
On the play, obviously it shows like that's where it is. I don't know that we can have it both ways. He's clearly the most clutch player in the league. So I don't think you can say that he is scared of the moment.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's like I don't think you do that.
Then why is he have a scoreless first half? Why does he disappear? I think in the last 2 minutes, no matter what happens, I think I can actually have it both ways to where he can struggle, and then something in that last 2 minutes, he's like, it doesn't matter. I thought he was going to hit a three or two in the fourth quarter, wake back up, scare Oklahoma City even more, but I still last night, I could have gone into that game, bet the under, which I did on Tyrese, 17.5, and still in the last 10 seconds, if it's tied, say, I think Tyrese is going to hit the last shot. I think what you're saying is you can't have that mentality and that clutch gene and then be scared to start off a game or be ineffective throughout the first 3.5 quarters. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I think what he is...
But I would bet you and guarantee you he doesn't score 24.
Yeah, I think Tyrese's issue is like he struggles to find a flow in the game.
He can't drive. He has to heave threes.
Well, he can't drive because of the calf.
He can penetrate at times, but
he has that floater. The floater, that little stupid little floater.
I mean, you just think more of his offensive game than I
do. I don't think much of his. What I'm saying about his offensive game is that like it does seem that he struggles to figure out the flow of the game, whether it's he's supposed to be a scorer on this play or a facilitator on this play. I think that's where his struggle is.
I think he's the hostage to his own history typically. So I think when he gets into crunch time moments, he's been told you're a badass and you've killed it here so many times. Like he has the confidence to do what he does. And then I think it's almost like in between, he hears all that stuff about you're the most overrated player in the league.
It's almost like Robert Horry. Robert Horry,
big shot Bob,
is not going to score 30 or come close to it in the first three quarters, whatever way I should say that properly, but I'm betting on him with that last shot. I'm betting on him with the ball in his hands. Here's Tyrese playing despite the injury.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. I was not great tonight by any means, but it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can walk, then I want to play. So, they understand that and is what it is. And got to be ready to go for game six.
He's really a victim of Indiana overachieving because we're trying so desperately to find a star. He's just not your typical star. He's not a superstar and he's not your typical star. Does a better Mark Jackson sound crazy or a more athletic Mark Jackson?
I mean, he's bigger than Mark.
Yeah.
But
his game, like Mark Jackson's offensive game, he's going to post you up a little bit, but Mark Jackson was a facilitator, you know?
He was a true point.
Yeah,
I think Tyrese is a true point.
I think he's...
Tyrese Halliburton can and wants to get 12 assists a night.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like that, you don't have to be. You could be the number one on a team and not be a great scorer. You know, you could play that point guard role. It's just more difficult to look at it and see that.
You got to have a super scorer next to you. Siakam is a nice player. Pascal Siakam is not a star. When he's going to get you 18 to 22, 24 maybe a night. He can pop off here and there, but he's not a star.
It's like Howard Beck wrote about that we had read in The Ringer a couple weeks ago, where he's like, when you look at the moves that Indiana has made over the last couple of years, you would not think that's a team building a champion. You would think that's a team trying to just remain sort of relevant. Like they're trying not to be in the dregs of the NBA, but they're also not willing to compete at a high level. You would just look at it and go, like, that's a team trying to make the playoffs every year, and that's all they're doing. But, I mean, yeah, they've they've managed to scrap their way around. Rick's a hell of a coach. Like, that's a big part of the Indiana makeup, and he's got them to buy into a certain mindset that's been really successful for them. It's just, yeah, Tyrese is limited in what he can do. If you had one more star, if you had Desmond Bane, and he's not even a star, but if you had Desmond Bane to this, Indiana's that much more impressive. Like they're still just missing something until Tyrese has another talk with Sue Bird and figures out, how do I become more of a prominent scorer?
So game five goes to the Oklahoma City Thunder, getting the W at home. Thanks for waking up with us on a Tolo Tuesday with the entire morning family here. Why RJ wants the Dallas Cowboys to act like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Inside the Star on the home of America's team after this.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you here on your home of the Texas Rangers and Dallas Cowboys. 105.3 The Fan. Miles Garrett, you may have seen. Was he there when you were there?
Were you there?
At the Ranger game, Peyton?
No.
Or did you leave before first pitch?
Yeah, I left before. No, he was there Sunday. He threw out first pitch Sunday.
Miles Garrett was out there throwing out the first pitch in Arlington, and reporters caught up with him. Who's the Rangers?
Abby Jones.
Abby Jones. Abby Jones, wanted to give her the credit, caught up with Miles and asked about Micah's contract.
He can deserve whatever he's earned. I mean, guy's special. Once I got the chance to train with him, and, you know, I've seen his work ethic. I've seen how he attacks, the weights, running. You know, he's, you know, 100% committed to his craft and getting better every day. And someone produces on the field and has that little dedication, you know, to the game. You know, you should get every penny he's owed.
So the defensive end sign off from Miles Garrett.
Yeah, and you have to. Like at the position that he plays, he has to. The NFLPA puts a lot of pressure on guys at the same position to, like, hey, if you're at the top of the market, you better not send any trickle down the market to guys who are beneath you at the same position. So Miles, you better get everything you can. Mikey, you better get everything you can. And when you get everything you can, like as you're going for that, if you get asked about somebody's contract, if you get asked about another defensive end, yeah, they deserve everything. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati's doing him wrong. Trey Hendrickson deserves his money and they need to handle him. It's just wrong what they're doing to a guy like that. He's just so good. Because if you take a discount, you end up drawing the anger of the PA and a lot of players beneath you. There were offensive linemen for years that really resented the Tyron Smith deal. There still are quarterbacks who resent the deal that Mahomes took, where Mahomes took that like 20-year deal to spread everything out, and there were quarterbacks were like, dude, we were good. We were making money. They were having to reset all the time. Why did you do that? You could have pushed this up for everybody else. You bring everybody else up with you. So, yeah, typically the expectation is, Miles, you get asked about it. You don't even take a no comment. You take a give him everything. I don't talk about a man's money. No, you talk about his money because that's your money and that's everybody else's money at your position too.
And RJ, you have been monitoring, of course, your favorite player, TJ Watt, what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do with him. Trey Hendrickson is still trying to get paid. And I could not believe what you sent over yesterday when it came to the Steelers negotiation.
So this is, I mean, Ian Rapoport said they're going to try to give him as much. They want to wait. They want to wait for all the other tea leaves to go to give him more.
Wow.
And their thought is that like this is like kind of the Steelers' way, and it sets the tone for what fans and the analysts can expect for what he's going to wind up getting. But
man, I was listening to someone that I cannot remember who it was. It's driving me crazy. I think it was an insider, someone credible.
Me.
And they were like, credible. And they were like, who says TJ Watt is going to get 40? I don't think TJ Watt is going to go ahead and set this brand new standard that the Cowboys have to leapfrog. Someone was suggesting that, mm-hmm. like, that they don't want to pay his next contract that much, but yeah. Rapoport saying different.
Yeah, and he says if Watt signs a deal below Garrett's, that sends a message, right? It sends a message inside the locker room that about how they treat the players. But also, and this is what I found fascinating about the fans, like the fans respond externally. He's a fan favorite, the face of the franchise, and basically the idea is anything short of a record-setting deal is going to like kind of be poor optics for the fan base. And look, I get like they operate a little bit differently than the rest of the league. They operate, Cowboys kind of operate in a similar way from the mom and pop way. They're just a mom and pop franchise. They don't have this conglomerate as an owner. It's they're one of the oldest ownerships in the league. Giants, them, etc. They just operate a little differently. Like they're like, we're gonna pay our guy the most. We don't care if it hurts some other position. It's very odd. It's very odd. But if it's like if they think it's gonna make their locker room better, that's their culture.
Yeah, there's also I know there's a thought process between or behind some of this. It's all it's like economics. Like you'll have economists who can be really well informed and really well educated, and they all still see the answers to the economy differently. Mm-hmm. Like that's the same sort of thing sort of with salary cap management, that I don't know if this is just talk from Pittsburgh, but I know that there are other teams who would approach it similarly and say, this is the last contract TJ Watt is getting in all likelihood here because he is, you know, getting older. And if we pay him too early and others reset the market, he'll play on this deal for 2 years and then he'll be demanding a new deal after the 2 year mark. If we just take care of him as the top of the market now, then what happens is that he'll probably play this out to the end, not ask for a redo of his deal. And we end up saving money in the long haul because we didn't pay him that chunk of money for 2 years and then reset the market 2 years from now too when he's demanding another extension.
Give him like 4 years and blow it up.
So the idea is just like, yeah, all right, reset it for 4 years and take it. And you've told him we set you at the highest mark instead of we tried to prioritize getting you done and then we let a bunch of other people come in ahead of you and now you're demanding more money in 2 years the way somebody like Tyreek Hill or Ramsey or like Lamar's about to do that they're demanding extensions after 2 years.
You'll be the only fan base who is like, no, we want less pie for everyone else. Just reward the player and give him the most. Because that's not how it usually works. Maybe the Laker fan base with the last Kobe contract where they wanted to reward him for the pass. But no, I want my team to save. I want my team to save for other players.
This is the same organization that we talked about yesterday that thought he was saving the environment by handing back a pen after they had him staple down an entire tree to print off the playbook with Aaron Rodgers.
But maybe the locker room or players would appreciate it. But then they'll be like, you're going to treat me the same, but they're not TJ Watt.
Obviously, it was a different question because at the end of his career, he was nowhere near the top of the market. But would it be viewed similarly potentially as, I don't think anybody would have complained necessarily at the end of his career if the Mavericks would have maxed out Dirk.
No.
And so I don't know if that's just where it's a thing where they go, you know what, he's at the end, just give him a big payday.
But well, he's got more left
he does,
than Dirk or Kobe had.
That's why I say it's different because Dirk definitely was not a max player at the end.
Right, but like, you know, the difference is like, are the Steelers are kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth here. Like, why would you get Aaron Rodgers if you're not trying to compete and win now? He's not a future player. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to compete and win now, you know, does it make sense to give TJ the max?
Do you think a TJ Watt deal could hurt the Cowboys?
I think it's what Steven said the whole time. They have their hands around generally what it's going to cost Micah. I think everybody knows. The only way it could do it is like when J.C. Horn signed his deal, and all of a sudden you're going, oh my gosh, J.C. Horn just got that much money at corner.
That would be Trey Hendrickson here.
Yeah, which I don't anticipate would happen with T.J. Watt. I don't think T.J. Watt's going to get 45 and all of a sudden make everybody go, oh my gosh, nobody saw this reset coming. But yeah, I think that everybody knows generally Micah's going to come in around probably 41 to 43.
Rappaport and the NFL Network discussed Micah Parsons apparently telling Clarence Hill, all you're doing is making the price go up by waiting.
Yeah, and if the Cowboys want all of the info, they may have to wait a little bit because there's still several edge rushers who may get done before Micah Parsons. And you're right, Parsons was fascinating in that article, acknowledging that there was a sort of kind of negotiation with Jerry Jones without his agent. From the sounds of it, sounds like the term was just as much of an issue as money. In other words, the Cowboys like longer deals. David Mulugeta, who is Micah Parsons' agent, generally pushes for shorter deals. Perhaps that was part of the issue as far as why this did not get done. We have so many edge guys that need to get done. Trey Hendrickson, we've talked about a ton. Aiden Hutchinson, now that he's healthy, could that deal get done? Could that affect Micah Parsons? T.J. Watt did not show up to minicamp. That likely affects Micah Parsons. So it certainly seems like Parsons is content to wait. But in reading these comments and kind of understand the landscape of things, it seems like he's acknowledging like maybe there's a window. If the Cowboys wanted to get it done, they maybe could do that. It just doesn't seem like they're going to. So here's what I expect, Tom. 2 hours before kickoff, you and I will be furiously texting each other, just like we were during the Dak Prescott negotiations, trying to figure out, is this going to happen before game day morning signs off or just after?
Did a sit down with RJ Ochoa yesterday.
Well.
Blogging the boys. And he asked why I thought these contracts keep getting delayed. Because RJ, like myself, refuses to believe that the Joneses are bad business people and that they are incompetent.
What's your point?
And I said, well, you tell me what you think. And he said, I don't have a definite answer, but if I had to lean on one, it would be for the attention and to stay in the headlines. That the $3 million you may lose waiting on Micah Parsons is more than made up in all the shows and all the radio stations talking about you in the dead period over a subject like this. But we threw out a bunch of different theories. Maybe it is some financial incompetence. Maybe you are behind the times. Maybe it is a stubbornness. Maybe it is the agent that's waiting things out. Micah Parsons' agent knows, like Dak, he's got the Cowboys by the balls.
Mm-hmm.
He got the Cowboys by the balls. So, I had heard someone else say, it wouldn't surprise me if, Micah's agent wasn't picking up because they're just going to continue to barely creep up on, not a lowball offer, but something that they're not willing to instantly sign. So, fine. Have him miss camp. You're burning up your window. You're screwing up the first year, Brian Schottenheimer. You learned the lesson with CeeDee Lamb. You need him. You are going to put him on the field. So we'll just wait until you come up to our number. So I don't rule out the agents, delaying this process as well.
I think there's also a level of this.
I know we all just want to say all the time, they're horrible negotiators and they keep doing it.
I think there's a level of it as well, though, that is, I'm going to make them understand they get paid when I say they get paid.
Okay.
I think there is something to the idea of just.
But then and I'm arguing with you, mm-hmm. but the instant statement back is, wow, you're telling me when I get paid what you don't want to pay me and that I've been asking for the whole time. So yeah. I won the negotiation. You just win the time.
100%. That it's there. There's a
like I'm gonna starve in the meantime.
There's an aspect of that like totally feels silly. There's also the idea of you watch other leagues. Watch the NBA, for instance. The NBA, the players run the league. Like there is something still to the idea of just the owners are what everything comes down to in the NFL. And Jerry probably knows that better than anybody else. And there's, I would imagine there's something where it's like, all right, if we're going to pay this amount anyway, which we're probably going to end up paying, you're going to wait as long as you are going to wait to get this. Because you're going to understand mm-hmm. that I ultimately sign your checks and I determine when you get your money.
Look, I do the same thing. I pay my mortgage the last possible day I can before I get fined. I'm waiting. You know, it doesn't benefit me at all.
Yeah.
It's just I'm hanging on to my money until, like, you'll get your money. You get your money on the. This is Arkansas. This is straight Arkansas business, man. That's what this is. Walmart does the same damn thing. You got a 90-day vendor thing. You'll get paid on the 90th day at the final minute. That's how we're like. That's it's crazy. Look, I don't know why we do it. I don't know why I do it with that. But it's not even on like the first. I got a 15-day grace period. I'm waiting those 15 days.
I like to pay instantly to get it off my back. To yeah. know what I have in my account and not say, oh, I'm going to subtract that couple thousand. Oh, that's going to be gone. Right. I don't want to owe anyone. Get it off my conscience. All right, so there is a little Inside the Star on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Why are people still reporting that Jason Kidd to New York is alive? And the latest on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes after NBA Finals Game 5 last night. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Shea, blasting inside away from Nembhard. Shuttle feeds Dort. Right wing Dove, wide open, strokes a three. In there, cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. Jalen Williams, 33 and counting. Thunder making shots, 98-93, 8 minutes to play.
And the counting went to 40 as Jalen Williams gives the Oklahoma City Thunder a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Good morning, Metroplex. This is Sean and RJ.
I don't think OKC is an unlikable team. I really think that there's a lot to really appreciate about them.
And the free throw thing is now annoying.
It's irritating. It is. But
you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it in about a year.
He got free throws off a jump ball yesterday. Yeah. Off a jump ball. I think TJ grazed his wrist over to the free throw line.
Yeah, he's a little free throw merchant. Yeah, that's an accurate description. But every time I think this is not an unlikable team and I could see rooting for them, I then hear those Pinto calls we play, and I'm like, they can't win. I cannot hear him call a championship call. It's gonna kill me. But I'm probably gonna hear it after Game 6 because I would imagine this is over in 6.
How it's 5, by the way. Pacers by 5 is the spread.
Pacers by 5
is the spread for the next for Game 6. I'm sorry. Oklahoma City by 5.
I was gonna say the Pacers have been favored a single game yet.
Oklahoma City.
The final last night ended up by how many?
11.
Okay, so it covered the 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
So they hit it. If I was just going to bet that, I would have bet Indiana with the points. And now they will go back home to try to extend the series.
Halliburton is now, I just had to look this up, he's fifth among all players in shot attempts in this series. Fifth as like the guy in Indiana. He's fifth, not on Indiana, but between both teams, mm-hmm. fifth.
He's also, and this is, I stole this from the Hoop Collective, but I have to steal this obvious point, but they were going through the roster of defensive players.
Did they give you permission? Did McMahon give you permission?
He's going up against a wave of freaking defenders. A wave of them.
Yeah.
The amount of deflections, the amount of intercepted passes, not just last night that we saw in the first half, throughout the entire series, and you're running into Dort, Shea is a good defender. Caruso. Cason Wallace. You know, no one basically knows who Cason Wallace is throughout the entire year. Just waves and waves and waves of people that can come at you. Jalen Williams as well.
And they're young. They're so young. Yeah. Like it was referenced last night. They're the second youngest team. It's been referenced a bunch, but it was referenced specifically last night, the graphic of, look, this is the second youngest team and to reach the finals behind the Bill Walton Blazers. That made it. And they're talking about their average age is 26.2 or whatever. And it's like, that's the whole roster. If you take the top eight guys in minutes for this team this year, the average age is 24.2. They're kids. But they're also battle tested. And they've been through a couple, they've been through a couple mm-hmm. playoff runs. Now they did the thing we talked about last year. They had to learn how to lose, and they did, and they're still learning and refining it in this series in a lot of ways. But
that's
a juggernaut for the next probably 4 years, minimum.
Yeah, we'll get sick of it.
We said it about Boston, though.
Yeah,
I did not. I did not. I said last year, I got hell for it for last year saying they would never win another title with that core.
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm going to pull it.
And I don't, even if you did say it, I'm not going to give you credit because you were doing your Tatum bit.
Yeah, you were doing your Tatum bit.
No, there's a reason why.
You don't get it, Corey. You don't get it, Corey.
Oh, that'll be 10-6. Nope. I do get credit for this one because I said the exact reason why it's happening now, which is they are too talented, but they're also older and they're not going to afford to pay everybody. They're going to have to blow it up.
What about Boston? You're talking about Boston.
Yeah,
Boston. Well, I mean, is it the same thing going to happen here?
No, so this is one of the things that people say is so unique about Oklahoma City. There's an article written about it, I think, earlier this year, end of last year, something like that, that Sam Presti went with all the different, like, he was the one who really started pushing for pick swaps in trades and getting the benefit of, which pick was going to be better. And he said, if you look at their history, like this article, I think it was The Ringer, had talked about the way that they've done pick swaps has given them the benefit of all these different guys that they've been able to stack up. And teams are psychologically going, I'm not giving up a first, I'm just swapping, and that they made all these deals. So we're now Oklahoma City's lined up to have the better pick of two over the next like 5-6 years.
Because the Celtics were paying, well, I'm trying to think when extensions got done, but excuse me, Holiday was getting money, Porzingis was getting money.
Tatum Brown, they were all getting.
And then, they paid Tatum and Brown.
Derek White.
Well, now you have Chet. They paid Hartenstein, but it feels like they got, if you compare the salaries, mm-hmm. it feels like they're on rookie deals.
Yeah. And they also, so the idea behind you've got all this talent, but you've set up these different pick swaps and stuff like that is the Thunder are thought of in financial circles as essentially being kind of New England, like where New England got to that point where they just say, well, let somebody go and we'll just keep churning over the roster and getting comp picks and throwing a bunch of darts at the board. That's sort of how OKC set themselves up, and that they're kind of the innovator in the second apron era.
So, Shea makes 36. Isaiah makes 30. Give me the next highest paid player, or two, or three.
Oh, God. Shea only makes 36.
There you go. It's rookie deal life.
It's free. That's free.
Is it, Caruso at this point, since he's older?
No, Caruso makes 10.
Oh, my God.
And he's seventh highest.
Chet
is eighth highest. He makes 11.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea.
Dort?
Dort makes 17. He's third.
God.
You'll never get the next one, ever. Isaiah Joe.
When you said never get the next, I just started looking through DNP coach's decision last night.
Isaiah Joe is their fourth highest paid player at 13. You'll never get the next one. it's Aaron Wiggins at 11. So Cason Wallace is making 5.5. Jalen Williams is making 4.7. Wow. This is a roster full of your NFL rookie deals. All right, let's go ahead and get to the latest with the Mavericks. Conflicting reports. New York is trying to keep this thing alive, despite Brian Windhorst going on television and saying the Mavs, like Shams reported, like really, truly shut it down. Am I not seeing this, Pepe? I know I sent the Durant one. Do I have Windhorst here?
Was there another one?
Yeah, you got you have the latest on KD. It's but that's not this one.
Yeah, I thought I also sent Wendy with the latest on Jason Kidd. I'll read it, but I do want to know who's right or wrong, so check my email page.
Well, I'm looking right now.
I need
now.
Bragging rights. The Mavericks are not interested in further negotiations at all. Didn't even call back is the message. Don't even call back that they want it out there as it pertains to the Knicks' pursuit. Shams said teams would just hang up. Some would say no and then hang up. In other situations, there was profanity involved. Some literal F no responses. So Windhorst is saying the Mavs really wanted to send a message. But then you have Ian Begley, SNY NBA insider, just throwing out the blurb. The door, this is yesterday, the door is not completely closed on the Knicks and Jason Kidd, according to people familiar with the dynamic in Dallas. Other outlets reported as recently as last week that Kidd was still a possibility, and that remains the case as of Monday. What?
I don't get it. It's like, are they just going to maybe make an offer, up their offer? They didn't have one. Just now they're going to try to go back channel to Kidd's agent and make him an offer he can't refuse to where he tries to force himself at? Is that their nuclear option?
So if that all played out the way it sounds like it did, or the way that's being represented in terms of Dallas being like, bleep no, which by the way, the Windhorst audio was not in the email.
Ah, yeah. Pay with the win.
If that played out the way that we thought, or the way that it's represented there, then that could be a couple things. That could be New York leaking to their reporters, all right, screw them. We just want to continue to F with them in the media. Tell them the door's not closed. Like almost like stir stuff up. Just like, yeah, let's keep having to have Dallas answer this, even though we know they're not going to move. Or it could be a case of Dallas is telling you no. Like, we're not going to just let you interview. You're going to give us something if we're going to give you Jason Kidd. And so it's like, the door is not closed if they want to call us up and actually give us something, or they want to give us something substantial to get Jason Kidd. But if they just expect we're going to let you walk away with him, like what happened with Jalen Brunson, no.
But that would be a lack of confidence that the Mavs are showing in Jason. If you're like, yeah, I would listen, versus just what's being reported of an absolute flat out shutdown, no. Slamming the door in your face.
You would think so. You think there's a lack of confidence unless Kidd has told them, yeah, kind of don't want to be, I'm not really. Now, listen, Nico said he knows what Jason's thinking. Him and Jason are on the same page. He said that about the trade. You know, I don't have to ask Jay. We're on the same page.
It's a little arrogant, though, to even say that. To just be like, I know what that guy's thinking. I don't even have to ask him what he's thinking. It's like,
so
that,
maybe
that's,
he knows.
That's an assumption.
Maybe he knows what he wants.
The favorite for the job right now is Taylor Jenkins.
I mean, Michael Malone, they are doing anything they possibly can to not give this job to Michael Malone.
Yeah, I totally misread. Like, I love Malone because of his mouth, but maybe other people are turned off by it, and he's got a bad reputation behind the scenes. But the former Grizzlies coach, Taylor Jenkins, is getting the first interview with the Knicks. Mike Brown, former coach of the Kings, is a retread in the NBA, is expected to interview after that. Vegas has Taylor Jenkins 3-2, Johnny Bryant, Rick Brunson, Mike Malone, Mike Brown, Mike Budenholzer, Steve Nash, Jeff Van Gundy, Danny Hurley. There you go.
Van Gundy be great.
I would love the Jeff Van Gundy angle. That would be so beautiful. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't guess that is.
He's back on NBA bench. He should just do it. They should do it. That's what I'm hoping for.
Bring back 87 point a game Nick basketball.
Or Mark Jackson. Who's been basically blackballed.
It's crazy the way that they've gone about this process, the Knicks. Now, the Malone thing, yeah, like you say, if he's got a prickly personality, that makes some sense if that was their issue with Thibodeau. Like, did they feel like Thibodeau was too heavy-handed? Like, do they want that? Do they feel like Malone's too similar to that? That makes sense. But some of these other things, I'm just thinking, all right, we'll just call up, take Kidd. We'll call up Minnesota. We'll take Chris Finch. All right. Well, didn't Chris Finch have issues with Cat? Like, why are we mixing? Why are you looking for that potentially? Let's go to the Taylor Jenkins well, which Taylor Jenkins was thought to have a lot of friction with front office management. Is that again what you want in New York? It's just their whole process has been bizarre.
From the 972, if the Mavs want 2 first round picks for Kidd, does that show a lack of confidence? For the 903, play hardball with your mid coach, but roll over and give your star player away for nothing.
Good point. Good tweet right there. So there it is for the 6 a.m. Club. We want you to win another concert ticket giveaway. Outlaw Music Festival starting at 7:20 with the Expressway when we go commercial free and have Ask Reddit at 7:40. But the Rangers are back in action against Kansas City. We're feeling pretty positive about them, and even better after the Rangers have the American League Player of the Week, and a former GM says, get ready, because Texas is coming back to win the American League West. Some Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers after this.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.